how do you all move on the two, you know, you got two games here where you're in control there and they get away. You know, how do y'all try to move on and maintain the style of play y'all want to play aggressively?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, getting started for the next opponent. And, you know, obviously last weekend's disappointing. I mean, there's no question about it. We had opportunities. We didn't make plays when we needed to down the stretch. We also didn't make plays in the first half, too. I mean, when we had other opportunities to maybe come away with more points than we did. So, for me, the best thing is to get back out onto the practice field. I thought we did a nice job today of getting out there, practicing with good intensity and great effort. And, you know, that's got to be the mindset all week is to prepare as best we can and make sure our sword is as sharp as it can be when we get to Sunday.
How do you – I mean, you got 33 – comeback wins, 24, you know, game-winning drives, you know, to not be able to do it in the last two games, how does it feel?
I mean, it's disappointing, you know, but, I think, you know, it happens. I mean, obviously, when you play in this league long enough, there's going to be situations that, you know, you don't walk away with the outcome that you want. But again, you know, it's a long year, and you know, there's peaks and valleys through every season, and I think the more you can stay level-headed, even-keeled, and you know, focus on preparation and focus on the things that you can control during the week to give yourself the best opportunity to play well. In my experience, in my career, I've found that to be the best way to go about it.
Coach keeps talking about being better equipped to handle adversity this year. What are some of the examples of that you've seen just from your teammates and observing them?
Well, you know, I think you learn a lot from, you know, experiences that you go through last year. You know, obviously ups and downs that we learn from. There's a lot of guys who are back from that group last year. And I think, you know, there's less, I don't know what the right word for it is, but there's just more of consistency day to day. And there is guys that show up with the right attitude, the right way to approach both meetings, practice, walkthroughs, all those kind of things. To me, that professional approach and that team-first approach is what you see. That's the specifics. That's where I see, you know, more resiliency or whatever is the way that you approach your day-to-day and the way that you approach meetings. And, you know, I feel like we've got a good group of guys that work hard that do it the right way. And you got to trust that, you know, doing things the right way is going to lead to the results that you want.
And how important is it for you? I mean, people see the example that you set. You know, I mean, I listen to you on radio. You're taking the blame for false start penalties. I mean, stuff like that, you know, I'm sure guys see that and they say, hey, let's follow Matt's lead.
Well, I think I can help in those situations. You know, I think pre-snap communication can be improved, can always be improved. And so that's something that I do believe in. That I really do think we can get better at, and I can help in that department. Number two, I think that, you know, everybody has to take a certain level of personal responsibility and take a look in the mirror and figure out what you can and cannot do better. And when you do that, and you have people that on Monday and Tuesday are looking in the mirror, finding the truth of what happened the week before, and trying to put a plan together of how am I going to attack this week and get better so that I can clean up some of the mistakes that I made last week, then I think you've got, you know, the right kind of people in your locker room. And I think we've got a lot of those guys in our locker room.
There's a school of thought in the analytic world that teams need to be very aggressive on fourth down as far as going for it. And the Falcons are among the leaders in going for it on fourth down. Is that – What's behind that philosophy, do you think? And do you think this team will continue to think aggressively in those kind of situations?
I absolutely think we'll continue to be aggressive. You know, if you spend 5 minutes around Dan, you know that's the way it's going to be. And so I love that as a player. I think as a player, it gives you a great opportunity to go out there and make a play. He puts the ball in your hands. And I think, you know, that's all you want. I mean, you just want an opportunity to extend a drive, to keep playing, to make it work. And that's the thing, you know, from a player standpoint that you're disappointed in is that we didn't get the job done when we needed to. You know, but I certainly believe that we'll continue to attack. And as we move forward, 100% believe we're going to make those plays in those situations.
Do you have a relationship at all with Aaron? I know quarterbacks are obviously a very small fraternity. Starting quarterbacks, do you have a relationship at all with him?
Yeah, I've known Aaron for a long time. He's a great guy. I mean, a lot of fun to play golf with, spend time with. Really good person, and he's been a great player for a long time too. So, yeah, I've gotten to know him through the years. He's a pretty good player. He's a good athlete. I have to say, amongst, you know, all the positions, usually quarterbacks are some of the top golfers in each locker room, and he's no exception to that. He's a good player.
You said you usually beat him, though.
I didn't.
No, he did.
That's what, you know.
It seems like the Falcons and the Packers, it's always a big game when you guys play. Can you talk about just some of your memories of some of those big games and some big disappointments throughout the years for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, they've been a consistent football team for a long time. And, you know, obviously when you play teams like that that have been consistent, you know, usually those games are important. So we've had some good games against them, some good wins, some tough losses, you know. But anytime you go into it playing, you know, this team, you know that they're going to be very well coached, and you know that they're going to play physical on the defensive side. I mean, that's the one thing that sticks out in my memories of playing this team, is that they don't make a ton of mistakes to kind of beat themselves, and they play physical.
Their secondary is a little beat up. Is that something you guys can take advantage of this week?
Well, you know, I think that's for us. I mean, we're aggressive on the outside every week with the guys that we have catching the football. We have that mindset every week. You know, to me, they've got an excellent front seven. I mean, they do a great job against the run. I think they get after the passer extremely well. And the number one way to stop a passing game is, you know, to hit the quarterback. So we've got to do a great job up front protecting and making sure our scheme is just right to handle some of the things that they do.